Cool. So, how many of you guys just get totally annoyed when somebody says something like, God is good?
All the time,
God is good, right? Or they're like, you know, God will finish the perfect work he started in you. Or somebody says, you know, God just loves you, you know? You're just like, thank you, right? You know, I started thinking a while back about why cliches in our Christian world become that. And I started realizing that the reason they become that is because they stop being true in our heart. So when somebody says God is good, and you really don't have that revelation in your heart, you get a little bit offended, a little bit better than that whole thing. You know what I'm saying? But when somebody comes up to you and they say God is good, and you just had a time with God that morning that was good, it's not cliche. You know what I'm talking about? It has weight. It has depth to it. Whether that person meant it to have weight or depth or not. And I just think it's important to reset our thinking every once in a while. Like, I have a phone. And it's an awesome phone. I have an iPhone. So if you're covetous, you can just repent right now. It's an awesome phone. But every once in a while, I just got too many things going on in that phone. And when I get too much things going on, it starts to get all cluttered, and it just doesn't work right, so I gotta reset it. You guys know what I'm talking about? And sometimes our Christian lives get a little bit cliche, right? So we show up to GM for the 100th time every Thursday of our life. We're here. And what do we do every week? We're like, yeah, let's get into the presence of God. And it just becomes cliche, like, yeah, like every other Thursday. You guys, come on. Yeah. Does somebody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's like you try to get yourself all like happy about it, but really deep down, you're kind of like, yay. Or, oh, I'm going to hear the word of God again. And you're just kind of like, yeah, great. Come on. You guys know what I'm talking about? Well, every once in a while, it's like we just have to reset. We just have to stop and think, wait a second. When that person said God is good, is God good? And if he really is good, then what is my response back to God? What do I need to do to get that down inside of me? Yeah? You guys getting this?
Yeah.
If somebody says that he who began the good work in you will be faithful to complete it, at some point you have to stop and think, do I really believe that? And at the point that you really believe that, your life changes. And so tonight we're going to do things a little bit different because I think we just need to reset. Gabriel and Christina were just kind of hearing from the Lord, and I think God's all over it. And I just think the deal is we kind of need to reset. You know, we're here again, and it's a new year, just like it was last year this time, and the year before that this time. And I just think that it's probably good for us to reset tonight and remember, wait a second, if we're really here to hear the Word of God, if we're really here to worship, and I'm not excited about that, really, honestly with myself, then what needs to happen inside of me to really connect with the Lord in a new way tonight? Can we dig that tonight? Cool. Let's pray. Father, tonight we are asking for a reset in our hearts, in our minds, in our connecting with you, God, those of us who are dry and thirsty tonight. I'm praying that the water would be more than words, God, but it would be something that touches their soul. God, for all of us who have learned to go through the motions and are pretty not happy with that, tonight, God, we just want to push the button and reset things. God, have your way tonight. Surprise us tonight. God, I'm asking you just to pop out of the closet. Just do whatever it is that you're going to do to reset us, to help us to fall back in love with you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you guys had the privilege of having parents that read you stories? Okay. My dad didn't ever read to me, but my mom did. And so my mom read me the Chronicles of Narnia, and I cried when it got to the last book. I was like, oh, the epic's over. And so tonight, if it's okay with you guys, we're just going to go back a few decades, and we're going to read a kid's story.
Yeah.
Yeah? You guys down with that?
Yeah.
All right. Mariah Anderson painstakingly put all the pictures into PowerPoint so we can put them up there. Because, come on, how many of you guys still like reading books with pictures? Yeah. Amen. All right. So the book is wonderfully cliche. You Are Special is the name of the book. I'm going to read it to you. Ah, beautiful. The Wemmicks were small wooden people. All of the wooden people were carved by a woodworker named Eli. His workshop sat on a hill overlooking the small village. Each Wemmick was different. Some had big noses and others had large eyes. Some were tall and others were short. Some wore hats and others wore coats. But all were made by the same woodcarver. And all lived in the same village. And all day, every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. And all day, every day, the Wemmicks did the same thing. They gave each other stickers. Each Wemmick had a box of Golden Star stickers and a box of Gray Dot stickers. Each Wemmick, up and down the streets, over all the city, people spent their days sticking stars or dots on one another. The pretty ones, who had the smooth wood and fine paint, they got stars. But if the wood was rough and the paint was chipped, the Wemmicks gave dots. The talented one got stars, too. Some could lift big sticks high above their heads, and others could jump over tall boxes. Still others knew big words, or they could sing pretty songs. Everyone gave them stars. Some Wemmicks had stars all over them. Every time they got a star, it made them feel so good. It made them want to do something else to get another star. Others, though, could do little. They got dots. Punchinello was one of these. He tried to jump high like the others, but he always fell down. And when he fell, the others would gather around and give him dots. Sometimes when he fell, his wood got scratched, so the people would give him more dots. Then when he would try to explain himself why he fell, he would say something silly, and the Wemmicks would give him more dots. After a while, he had so many dots that he didn't want to go outside. He was afraid that he would do something dumb, forget his hat, or step in the water. And then people would give him another dot. In fact, he had so many gray dots that some people would come up and give him a dot for no good reason at all. He deserves lots of dots, the wooden people would agree with one another. He's not a good wooden person. After a while, Punchinello believed them. I'm not a good Wemmick, he would say. The few times he went outside, he hung around other Wemmicks who had lots of dots. He felt better around them. One day, he met a Wemmick who was unlike any he had ever met. She had no dots or stars. She was just wooden. Her name was Lucia. It wasn't that people didn't try to give her stickers. It was just that they didn't stick. Some of the Wemmicks admired Lucia for having no dots. So they would run up and they would give her a star, but it would fall off. Others would look down on her for having no stars. So they would give her a dot, but it wouldn't stay either. That's the way I want to be, thought Punchinello. I don't want any marks. So he asked the stickerless Wemmick how she did it. It's easy, Lucia replied. Every day I go and see Eli. Eli? Yes, Eli, the wood carver. I sit in the workshop with him. Why? Why don't you go up and find out for yourself? Go up the hill. He's there. And with that, the Wemmick, who had no stickers, turned and skipped away. But will he want to see me? Punchinello cried out. Lucia didn't hear. So Punchinello went home and he sat near a window and watched the wooden people as they scurried around, giving each other stars and dots. It's not right, he muttered to himself. And he decided to go see Eli. He walked up the narrow path to the top of the hill and stepped into the big shop. His wooden eyes widened at the size of everything. The stool was as tall as he was. He had to stretch to his tiptoes to see the top of the workbench. A hammer was as long as his arm. Punchinello swallowed hard. I'm not staying here. And he turned to leave. Then he heard his name, Punchinello. The voice was deep and strong. Punchinello stopped. Punchinello, how good to see you. Come and let me have a look at you. Punchinello turned slowly and looked at the large bearded craftsman. You know my name, the little Wemmick asked. Of course I do. I made you. Eli stooped down and picked him up, and he set him on the bench. The maker spoke thoughtfully as he looked at the gray dots. Look like you've been given some bad marks. I didn't mean to, Eli. I really tried hard. Oh, you don't have to defend yourself with me, child. I don't care what the other Wemmicks think. You don't? No, and you shouldn't either. Who are they to give stars or dots? They're Wemmicks just like you. What they think doesn't matter, Punchinello. All that matters is what I think. And I think you're pretty special. Punchinello laughed. Me? Special? Why? I can't walk fast. I can't jump. My paint is peeling. Why do I matter to you? Eli looked at Punchinello, put his hands on the small wooden shoulders, and spoke very slowly. Because you're mine. That's why you matter to me. Punchinello had never had anyone look at him like this, much less his maker. He didn't know what to say. Every day I've been hoping you would come, Eli explained. I came because I met someone who has no marks, said Punchinello. I know. She told me about you. Why don't the stickers stick to her? The maker spoke softly. Because she has decided that what I think is more important than what they think. The stickers only stick if you let them. What? The stickers only stick if they matter to you. The more you trust my love, the less you care about their stickers. I'm not sure I understand. Eli smiled. You will, but it may take some time. You've got lots of marks. For now, just come and see me every day, and let me remind you how much I care. Eli lifted Punchinello off the bench and set him on the ground. Remember, Eli said, as the Wemmick walked out the door, you are special because I made you, and I don't make mistakes. Punchinello didn't stop, but in his heart he thought, I think he really means it. And when he did, a dot fell to the ground. This year is a new year. And new years bring new things. And in God's economy, new things are good. The Bible says everything in Jesus Christ is yes and amen. It's amazing how we go through life and things become cliche. And we start to think more and more what other people think of us. You know, whether that's good or bad. Some people think some pretty high things of some of us here. And we start to think that the stars are really what matter. We start to think that the dots are really what matters. And we get in a situation where the one who sits on the top of the hill doesn't really have access to our life because of shame or because we really think that we are all of that by ourselves. One of the things that I started doing with my oldest son, and I've just recently started doing with my second boy, Nathan, is before we go to bed, I'll look him in the eyes and I'll say, why does Daddy love you? And there's only one right answer. Because I'm your daddy. That's the answer. Not because you were good today, not because you were bad, not because you're tall, not because you're short, but because I'm your daddy. And tonight, it might not be cool, to reconnect with the one who sits on top of the hill. Somebody here might give you a dot. Or you might come down front and you might make a scene because you know somebody's going to give you a star. But here's my challenge for us tonight. We're going to worship tonight. We're going to just do whatever God has. The one who sits on top of the hill, who doesn't give stars or dots, wants to meet with you. And he wants to reset your life for this year. I don't know about you guys, but I could use a good reset. I could use a meeting with the Maker. Does that sound good to you guys tonight? So if GM has become cliche to you, if the idea that God is good doesn't really mean anything to your soul, tonight is a night where I think that can change. So I'm going to move out of the way. You guys can sit or stand, come to the front or go to the far back. But think about this. The dots and the stars don't really matter tonight. What really matters is, do you connect with the one on the top of the hill? Sound good? Let's stand up. Father, tonight, all eyes are on you. God, we come from all different directions, but all from the same village and all from the same Maker. Everyone here is your child or on the way to becoming your child. Everyone here has stars and dots. And God, tonight, in your presence, your word says, is fullness of joy. God, tonight I'm praying that you would heal those who come with dots. God, and those that come with stars would walk into the reality of your opinion, which is that you've created nothing wrong. God, I'm praying tonight that we would meet with your heart in a way that would shake and shape our lives, God. God, this is a new year, a new season. God, your word says, behold, all old things have passed away. That means that yesterday's victories are gone. Yesterday's defeats are gone. And we stand right here with you in full view. God, we know that you desire to be with us far more than we ever could desire to be with you. Spirit of God, tonight, come and dwell in the midst of your people, God. I pray that you would find us ready, open, and willing just to follow you, to go with you. Wherever you want to take us tonight, God, doesn't really matter. We just want to be with you. Thank you, God. Have your way.